The mistake was triggered by a backroom deal to include local taxes in the calculation of state aid for public schools. Supporters thought they were voting for a roughly $500 million increase in school funding over 5 years, an amount many said was the bare minimum needed to satisfy the Kansas Supreme Court. But the bill that passed actually contained $80 million less than that. Republican Representative Melissa Rooker says fixing the mistake in the few days lawmakers will have when they return to wrap up the session won't be easy, politically or procedurally.
Getting to a vote on the floor for that will be tricky. The timing is rough. It's a really, really tough ask.
But Rooker says it must happen for the state to have any chance of convincing the court the funding plan is sufficient. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.